Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, or maybe good evening. It's 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast right now. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. First off, happy Thanksgiving. Now, as the Native American would say, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for stealing our shit. Okay, now that we got that out the way. Boy, have I got some news for y'all. The show tonight is about family. So we're going to talk about the true meaning of family. I've got some poems for you about family. Of course, entertainment news. But the hottest thing right now, y'all, is Johnny Manziel had to go low and no more. So I'm going to start with the sports first. Usually I don't. But today I am also, since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, this is Thanksgiving Eve. I usually start my show on Sunday, my psychic reading show, with the cleansing prayer. But it's been an interesting week, to say the least. So I think we all could use a good cleansing, huh? All right. So I'm going to do a cleansing prayer, and you're welcome to say it with me or come back and listen to the show again and say it, you know, listen to it for yourself. The cleansing prayer, we are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to my highest and greatest good. Across all planes of my existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. I am that I am, and y'all are luminous, huh? All right, now. Okay, now let's get to sports. We got to talk about Mr. Johnny Manziel. Okay. Let's get this going. So this is, let me play this little clip, and then I'll read to y'all what's going on. Okay, here we go.
That the world has seen now of Johnny Football doing Johnny Football things. The fact that they went from naming him the starter for the rest of the season to the third stringer Monday night tells you what about Manziel's future with the Cleveland Browns?
It tells me it's not good. It tells me they've moved on. And I think you have to understand it's not just this one incident, but it's all the other things that have happened during the course of his career, and also the things that we don't know about inside the walls of that complex, that they're looking at Johnny Manziel and saying the headache is no longer worth dealing with him, the potential upside of what he might be able to be on a football field. And you look at him, he's very limited as a quarterback. They go in with very limited game plans. So they're basically trying to nurture him along to see what if they could develop him. And now they're looking at it like, he doesn't, his potential upside doesn't outweigh the headache that he is in our organization day in and day out. We've moved
like
on.
This, how many times do you have to tell somebody, don't do this,
right,
do that, and we'll work with you? And I think in this case, when you have a bunch of players and organization who are trying to do everything they can to help you be successful, yet you make it where you feel entitled to do other things throughout the week. It's hard to be a professional football player on and off the field. It's hard to do those things right all the time, especially if you're the quarterback, and especially if you're supposed to be the franchise quarterback or you view yourself as a franchise quarterback. And when you do that, there's certain things and expectations that we expect you in how to carry yourself on and off the field. And when there's time after time after time that we're talking about what you're doing off the field than rather what you're doing on the field, that's the problem I have here, because if you're winning games, I can live with it a little longer.
Right.
But we're not even winning games with you. You're not
one of the worst records in the NFL.
You're playing well, not great, not great enough to help us win a division or say that the future is bright.
Yeah, let's be clear. Nothing in that video was illegal. There was nothing like that. But nothing happens in a vacuum, and nothing happens without putting in the totality of everything else that has gone on around
Correct.
Johnny Football. Last thing I'll ask you guys, as veterans in the locker room, can you look at him as he is presently constructed now and say, yeah, I can. He can lead us and we can win?
I don't think so. I think there's a couple of different things. One, you continue to make the same decisions and the same mistakes over and over and over again when you know the organization said, dude, this is it. You can't continue to do this. So you keep doing those things. If you live recklessly off the field, you're going to make reckless, stupid decisions that will cost us football games on the field. And I think as a veteran player, you look at it like, we can't win with that guy. We just can't.
The early part of my career, we didn't win a lot of football games without the Washington Redskins. And I'm not going to just say because of the quarterback play, but because of the guys that we had at that position. You go to the Giants, you get a guy like Eli Manning. He carries himself on and off the field as a champion. Regardless if we ever won a Super Bowl together, the way he carried himself, you say, we have a shot. We have an opportunity.
Right.
And if we keep adding pieces around him, eventually we'll win one. And we did. I don't see that for Johnny Football and the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and again, you could play almost any other position in football and do the things that Johnny is doing, and it really wouldn't be a problem. But when it's quarterback, it's a different deal. And if this is the beginning of the end for Johnny Manziel, the list of number one picks for the Cleveland Browns in 2012, first-round picks, Trent Richardson, boom. Brandon Whedon, boom. Kevious Mingo, they tried to get rid of. Justin Gilbert, can't get on the field. Johnny Manziel, just now gone to the third string. In this past year, Danny Shelton, supposed to anchor that defense that's dead last against the run, and Cameron Irving, who can't find his way into the starting lineup except a position that he's not comfortable at, they played him at guard. That is a systemic failure by the Cleveland Browns
Correct.
Personnel office.
Yep.
NFL Live, Monday through Friday.
All right. Okay, so that was, there we go. That was the interview on NFL Live. Now, here's what's going on. Mike Patine took a strong and significant step when he made Johnny Manziel the Cleveland Browns' third-team quarterback on Tuesday, yesterday. The Browns coach not only took the starting job from Manziel, he put Austin Davis ahead of him on the depth chart. In 1 week, Manziel went from starter to third-team without taking a snap. He also went from starring at the opportunity to seize the starting job heading into 2016 to possibly being inactive for Monday night's tilt with the Ravens, depending on how the roster is broken down. This alone expresses the depth of the Browns' sentiments regarding Manziel's recent video escapade from Austin, Texas. The Browns did the right thing. Manziel's actions following the decision to name him the starter demanded the team hold him accountable. It's hard to guess the last time Manziel was a third-teamer. It may have been back in grade school, if ever. This demotion has to sit like an old carpet in his stomach. Some might say it was unfair. Some might say it took too long. Remember, Patine said Manziel had been A-minus plus in the building following the Avon, Ohio driving incident. But had the Browns ignored what happened over the weekend, they would have forfeited credibility. Manziel had issues that sent him to seek treatment in the offseason, and he deserved respect for taking that step. But the steps he'd taken basically since Josh McCown returned from injury after the Tennessee game led Patine to the point where doing nothing was no longer an option. At various points of the past two seasons, y'all, the conversation has been dominated by Manziel, both positive and negative. Coming off a bye week on Monday, the focus should have been on the excitement of the team's first Monday night game since 2009. Instead, the discussion again was dominated by talk of Manziel. Patine seemed weary just talking about it. The Browns have been patient with and supportive of Manziel. They stood by him through treatment and backed him afterward. They structured media appearances to help him as much as possible. They did not discipline him publicly after the October driving and domestic incident. I said October driving and domestic incident. The patience ran out with Manziel, mugging for the camera in Austin and holding what looked like a pink champagne bottle. The Browns had to act. Manziel gave them no choice. And that, folks, is the rest of the story. Okay, now let's get to entertainment news. You know y'all waiting to hear the gossip. After 61 years, Joe and Katherine Jackson are calling it quits. Was it the side jobs, the babies outside the marriage, crazy behavior and scams that broke up the two? No. It was Joe accusing Katherine of having a hand in the death of their son, Michael Jackson. What the? Katherine was floored. I know you were. When Joe made this statement and said his words were unforgivable, Joe, 81, also has a problem with money, and she has vowed he is not getting any of her money. Katherine is the legal guardian of Michael's kids, and she is planning to protect them at any cost, even if it means dumping Joe Jackson. Katherine, 80, has had enough of Joe. She has tried to divorce him two times before, but friends said she really means it this time. In other words, Michael Jackson news, get ready for the new Michael Jackson video game. Soon we will be able to moonwalk, spin, and slide like the king of pop. The Michael Jackson Experience comes out in November this month, and it will be available in Wii, Xbox, PS3, PSP, and DS. If the King of Pop had lived, he would have been 52 on the 29th of August. On Saturday 20, join us for our musical special celebrating the life and legacy of Michael Jackson. The trial date has been set for Dr. Conrad Murray. He is responsible for the death of Michael Jackson. The involuntary manslaughter trial is set for January 4th. Okay. Brian Gumbel may be returning to TV. Barbara Walters is putting together a male version of The View, and she is eyeing Gumbel as the moderator. Gumbel recently guest hosted on The View. ABC is not commenting, but a show is in the works. Well, remember, what's his name? Oh, I know, Tiger Woods. Ellen Nordegren speaks. In the new issue of People magazine, the former Miss Tiger Woods tells all her one and only interview. She went to People to tell her side of the story. Ellen says she went through feelings of disbelief, shock, and anger when she realized her husband was a serial cheater. She says despite the money, she got millions. She said it doesn't buy happiness and it won't repair her broken family. Ellen and Woods have two children, three-year-old daughters Sam and 19-month-old son Charlie. Hot new couple alert, Shaquille O'Neal and reality star Hoops. O'Neal is now a Boston Celtic, and many are wondering if the reality star will follow him to Beantown. Hoops has been around, to say the least, so it will be interesting to see if she follows Shaq. The latest buzz had the two engaged, with Shaq proposing to her in Tennessee. All right, and that is all I have for entertainment news. So I'll tell you what, time for a quick break. Let's see, how about some jazz? Y'all feel like hearing some jazz today? I think so. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't you go nowhere. Stay right here, because when we come back, we'll be talking about family.
Listen to you tonight. Come on, come on, come on.
Welcome back, everybody, to Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, well, I want to start with, what is family? Family, they say, are two or three people. Let me put it like this. No family is perfect. We argue and we fight. We even stop talking to each other at times, huh? But in the end, family is family. The love will always be there. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. The ones who accept you for who you are. The ones who would do anything to see you smile and who love you no matter what. Being a family means you are a part of something very wonderful. It means you will love and be loved for the rest of your life no matter what. Family not only needs to consist of merely those whom we share blood, but also for those whom we give blood. That is from Mr. Charles Dickens. Okay, family isn't always about the people. It's about the people in your life who want to be in theirs, and I've read that one, so we're not going to repeat that again. You should never sacrifice three things: your family, your heart, or your dignity. Family, we may not have it all together, but together we do have it all, y'all. Family should stand behind each other no matter the distance. You might just regret it too late. Family is the most important thing in the world. Family is the most important thing in the world. What can you do to promote peace? Go home and love your family. Hello, somebody. A man travels the world over in search of what he needs and returns home to find it. Family, the basic unit of society, a group of individuals living under one roof with commitments to each other, united by certain convictions and common characteristics, sharing similar goals and values. At 6 years old, Mommy, I love you. At 10 years old, Mommy, Mom, whatever. At 16, my mom is so annoying. At 18, I want to leave this house. At 25, Mom, you were right. At 30, I want to go to Mom's house. At 50, I don't want to lose my mom. At 70, I would give up everything for my mom to be here with me. No matter what you've done for yourself or for humanity, if you can look back on having given love and attention to your own family, what have you really accomplished? Be thankful. Always forgive. Share. Respect one another. Show compassion. We make mistakes. Try new things. Say I love you. Be grateful. Laugh out loud. Know you are happy. Be happy and cherish. And that is so true. Family is quite important. And even if there's distance between you, just give it some time and space. Y'all come back together. Having somewhere to go is home. Having someone to love is family. Having both, now that's a blessing, y'all. Call it a clan, call it a network, call it a tribe, call it a family. Whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one. Other things may change, but we start and end with family. Family is supposed to be our safe haven. Very often it's the place where we find the deepest heartache. Being genetically related doesn't make your family. Love, support, trust, sacrifice, honesty, protection, acceptance, security, compromise, gratitude, respect, and loyalty is what makes you family. Any man can be a father, but it takes a special person to be a dad. Your family is an anchor during rough waters. Surround yourself with those who make you happy. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Okay, and family poems. Now, this I definitely wanted to share with you because, you know, I love poetry, okay? A family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold. Families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. I live in a house of spotless beauty with everything in its place, but have not love. I am a housekeeper, not a homemaker. If I have time for waxing, polishing, decorative achievements, but have not love, my children learn of cleanliness, not godliness. Love leaves the dust in search of a child's laugh. Love smiles at the tiny fingerprints on a newly clean window. Love wipes away the tears before it wipes up the spilled milk. Love picks up the child before it picks up the toys. Love is present through trials. Every family has a story. Welcome to ours. All right. Family ties are precious threads. No matter where we roam, they draw us close to those we love and pull our hearts to home. My family. When I was just a little child, I began to see I had a special family who always was there for me. A family that stands by you no matter what you've done, who picks you up and dries your tears and points you to the sun. A family that laughs with you and helps you see the good. A family that will love you more than you thought they could. Since I was just a little child, I've been so very blessed to have a special family. You simply are the best. Thank you all for joining me today on In the Studio with Lenith. I've had a good time. I hope you guys did too. Brought you some scoops, some entertainment news, and some poetry. How about that? Got to have a little poetry for the holiday. So anyway, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. No drama, nothing but joy and laughter, and everybody eats well and enjoy it. Me, I'm fixing gumbo. Hello. Yep, I already did my sweet potato pies, but I'm fixing gumbo. So thank you again for joining me. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Be good to each other and know that if nobody's told you they love you, I do.